expectations by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. The date of examination is 5/24/22. The name of the patient is Juan, J-U-A-N, Zarate, Z-A-R-A-T-E. This is a triple stress echocardiogram, Cardiocare Associates letterhead file, Streco space, Zarate space, J, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O. Tremble stress echocardiogram date of examination 5/24/22. Referring physician Mina Shaker, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication 41-year-old male with history of hypertension with complaint of bradycardia and fatigue. New paragraph ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph baseline ECG normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph baseline blood pressure 110 over 80. Parentheses lisinopril 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 82 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 13 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 5 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 167, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 130 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21710 period upon cessation, 21710 period, new paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14 mets. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115 over 70 and a heart rate of 97 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress or the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, tremolo exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent tremolo stress echocardiogram examination utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise. In the left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions. One, normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14 mets, comma, increased from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with correction. Four, the patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with an intact chronotropic response to stress. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD. Hold on one second. I want to check something before I end. I'm just looking for something. Hold on. I need to go to the chart. I just need to double-check something in the clinical history before I end. Here it is. Let's see. Okay, yeah, no, it's fine. And dictation.